online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, it's Lucy Hickmott.
The head of the London Fire Brigade says she wasn't convinced crews would leave Grenfell Tower alive. Commissioner Danny Cotton is giving evidence to the public inquiry into the disaster, which killed 72 people. She believes firefighters knowing the dangers of cladding beforehand wouldn't have helped to tackle the blaze, and she insists what happened would have been too unrealistic if used in a training scenario.
In the same manner that I wouldn't develop a training package for a space shuttle to land on the Shard, you know, we would respond to it and deal with it in the same professional manner we do. That is an incident of that scale. So I wouldn't expect us to be developing training or response to something that simply shouldn't happen.
Police have arrested a seventh person after a man was found stabbed to death in Medway. 39-year-old Peter Beale from Sitting Bull was discovered on Corporation Street close to Rochester Bridge 9 days ago. A man in his 20s from Who was detained at Gatwick Airport in the early hours of this morning. Three other men and two women have been released while investigations continue. Another's been freed without charge.
KMFM News.
Kent's Police and Crime Commissioner says they're preparing for any scenario in the event of a no-deal Brexit. With negotiations still ongoing, policing and security is among the topics still to be agreed. Matthew Scott says this shouldn't be an issue.
Police in the UK and Europe want to carry on working together. The holdup we've got is the politics of negotiating teams, and therefore we just need to make sure that they buckle down and actually get on with the job of negotiating, because it's not just about what's best for Britain, it's what's best for the EU member states as well.
The PCC also says we shouldn't be concerned about fears of civil unrest. Meantime, there's a warning 1 in 10 businesses could fold if there are delays of just 30 minutes at ports like Dover after Brexit. The surveys find many companies dealing with EU suppliers think leaving without a deal could cause massive queues of trucks because of extra customs checks, which would put their businesses at risk.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
We're still waiting to hear about further sightings of Benny the beluga whale in the Thames near Gravesend. It was first spotted on Tuesday and is said to be swimming strongly and feeding well. Experts reckon it ended up thousands of miles from its usual home in the Arctic because hurricanes and typhoons have caused food sources to move. Claire Dew is from the RSPCA.
The most danger probably from being in the Thames will unfortunately be from other Thames traffic. There are large container ships that come here up the estuary, lots of small boats that move about. In itself, I think it looks absolutely fine. It's a good, strong swimming. It's swimming against the tide. Other factors may cause it to become sick or injured.
People have been evacuated from a restaurant in Whitstable after staff smelt smoke. Fire crews were called to the harbour yesterday afternoon. The fire is thought to have started in a building next door. House prices in Kent have stagnated, according to new figures, and it seems some people are so worried about Brexit, it's putting them off moving. The average cost of a home in Kent and Medway is around £270,000, dropping by 0.2% in July. But Spencer Fortack from Dockside Property Services in Medway says you shouldn't panic about your house losing value.
Demand does remain strong. It's a popular area because logistics are good, it offers good transportation links to London. There's lots of positive things that are happening in the area right now. There's lots of redevelopment, which I think will also have a positive effect on property prices in the future.
Almost 27,000 homes were sold in Kent in the year to April. That's 1% fewer than the previous 12 months. A man who broke into a salon in Ashford and stole Botox, lip filler and cash has been jailed for 2 years. The 36-year-old was caught on CCTV taking thousands of pounds worth of products from business on Station Road last month. And the choir that sang Stand By Me at Prince Harry and Meghan's wedding are going to be performing in Kent next year. The Kingdom Choir have announced a UK tour which will head to the Marlow Theatre in Canterbury in May.
Sport with Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and video assistant referee technology will be used in the Champions League from next season. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ishmael.
Well, UEFA has announced VAR will be employed from the playoff round onwards. The system was in use during the World Cup and it's also been tested during domestic competitions in England. Staying with football, and we'll soon know who will host Euro 2024. Either Germany or Turkey will get to stage the tournament. The decision is revealed later at UEFA's headquarters in Switzerland. And in cricket, Joe Denley's been awarded a testimonial year by Kent. Events will take place during 2019. The vice-captain's also just been called up to the England Test squad for a series in Sri Lanka in November.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.